Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Corporate pictures. Let's talk about the bylaws. Employees, I know you're out there, workers, laborers. Not all picket signs and paint. We got to take the Universal Pictures logo and swap the letters and make it corporate pictures for a while, 5, 10, 20, or 30 years. We can look at all economic forecasts for those terms. What's going to be in the bylaws? To be a Disney chapter, a Sony Pictures chapter, Warner Brothers chapter, Nickelodeon chapter, Paramount chapter, and all kinds of other terms and conditions, such as membership, signatory rights in writers, actors, and directors' guilds, producers' guilds, children's guilds, and corporate pictures. I think the audiences will love it. Quality of filmmaking, motion picture and television entertainment and radio will go up exponentially, whatever the time zone you're in, and receiving our services from corporate pictures. We'll need the Royal Shakespeare Company to sign and the National Theater. We will need several Broadway venues for musical pipeline. We will need Salesforce. We will need the Space Force. We will need Salesforce and the Space Force. 563-999-3703. Call in. Give me your thoughts on Universal Pictures becoming corporate pictures. If it's a five-year term, that means there's no Universal Pictures logo distribution other than corporate pictures distribution within those 5 years. And then you have the performance review. Or if you sign with the 10, 20, or 30-year deal for corporate pictures, the same benchmarks can be used for performance with regard to whether or not Universal Pictures can freely distribute the logo as now should be corporate pictures. We will need BAFTA, BFI, Equity, AEA, SAG-AFTRA, WGA, DGA, and most likely the United Auto Workers, but most importantly, the teachers' unions. We will need the educator companies, the learn more companies, the teaching companies, the professor companies, and organizations and associations thereof who sign with corporate pictures. We will bring a new television network called the Moon Watchers Channel, the MW perhaps, to your local television national subscription packages. We will acquire local news, sports, and weather affiliate stations, be part of the corporate pictures infrastructure. I will be a head of production, thereby freeing myself to be director and actor on movie sets. You will have wonderful people in Moonwatchers Network. Who's in the stable? Potentially Alex Wilson and her Sesame Street Boys on the Weather Channel. Jen Carfagno, too. And all kinds of beautiful men and women representing your local television anchorships, regardless of the cities or the region, because it might be the same tide at any given time in the U.S., whatever the time zone, but then again, it might not. The identification handle between shows, commercials on Moonwatchers Network will provide you with the time of day, not only standard time, but the lunar time, time of the moon in the day, which is correlative with the tide. If you know anything about the tidal season on planet Earth. We can't continue paying non-leaders resort vacation meeting conferences to places like COPCON 28 when they have claim to membership from places like the United States of America and no leadership there. It's all Vanity Fair. It's all who you know. It has nothing to do with education. We need a gangs guild in New York, sounds like, because the Emmys coordinators, those who give job sustainability to their niche television industry, each year passing out Emmys like Kleenex, they have no idea whether or not the people they're giving the prizes to are members of SAG-AFTRA. They don't even have a percentage, like 10%, 20%, 50%, 100%. The Emmys coordinators, a nonprofit institution. That's all pre-corporate pictures. We got David Gersh potentially considering representing me, Michael Anthony Norton, in a 10-picture deal for the motion picture industry. I do not need to see any more classmates' works outside of employment, equal opportunity. I don't need to see a classmate's work under the screenwriter column and another one's under the cinematography column and just sit here and watch. I don't have to be an audience non-professional motion picture maker. That's not why I went to that school. And that's not why I went to make a career out of motion picture making prior to going to that school and after. So what else will the bylaws have? They will have copyright order forms for 10 pictures that have already been registered with your copyright protocol terms and conditions that have not changed no matter how bad AI has gotten. We will need Elon Musk to sign with corporate pictures also. The Elon Musk show is not a reality James Bond show. Not a 007 reality game show. This guy has companies in LA where corporate pictures should be. Because if there's any city on planet Earth that knows how to put a corporate pictures deal together, it's Los Angeles, California. It's not San Francisco, although they will need to sign too. We will need a London office, a Tokyo office, a New York office, a Paris office, a Berlin, Germany office, and we will have to unite Scandinavia into one Scandinavian Union. It can be in two-hour picture comedy format, or it can be real deal. We have the Kardashians about to sign, too. And I will make a musical album with Kanye West as long as it's 50-50 in the creation, concept, ideation, performance, and recording. Unit is a talented, skillful, lyrical lyrical assembly. Excuse me, I'm in Maine. A lyrical assemblage of with music, culture, human performance and dignity and respect. We don't need to establish more dignity associations and companies. Plenty of music. Kanye and I can write an album together. And the subject does not have to be known until we discuss it together, mano a mano. It's not a competition, but it's, I feel like it's my right as an artist and creative myself, a creative artist, and founder of Corporate Pictures, to invite Kanye to make an album together. So there will be a Kardashians chapter. A beauty, supply chain, skin product, scientific, and health lineage chapter. Deal. Education will be a section. There will be a chapter for the school. The children's. And all this will be insured and assured. In freeing me to be head of production at Corporate Pictures. I envision the logo of Universal Pictures as it is today to be the Corporate Pictures logo. Only difference is the letters. When are we going to start real world living? Living in the real world, post-war peace age, when we sign with Corporate Pictures. We have Feminica. On reserve. The Prince of Spring, on reserve. The Zodiac, on reserve. Freddy Goes to Washington, on reserve. That's Kruger, we have to get the right. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, it's a hybrid. We, and that's for Memorial Day next summer, all the way through the summer before Election Day. We have to sign Drew and Ross. Run the daytime unit. We have to sign Natalie Portman, Nev Campbell, Ryan Reynolds and Gosling, Amber Heard, Amber, and Amber Heard. And we have to sign all my family and friends of a historic record. And that Corporate Pictures. We'll need crediting counseling capacities in and from Boston University's wealth of business excellence structures to sign with Corporate Pictures. And the city of Edinburgh. And Johannesburg. We will need a Cape Town office. Elon Musk must sign and tell everyone if he is SAG-AFTRA or not. This is Harry and Tyler Perry. We will need the streamer chapters. We'll need Hulu, Netflix, and Amazon, Prime, Peacock, and Alibaba, and YouTube and Google. Google, you can get out of the timeout corner. You're not in the timeout corner anymore. You have to sign for corporate pictures now. I sent out 20 tides quiz. Didn't get any answers back. Not even from the Princess of Wales. The Sussex. Tel Aviv University will have to sign, and St. Louis, Missouri, will have to sign with corporate pictures. Die Hard with Bruce Willis was but a prequel for Feminica, as is The Ark. We have the U.S. Japan monthly donation funds and the World Theater monthly donation fund established at Denison University's annual alumni groupage. You can donate too. Those two initiatives at Denison University. But you can also sign with corporate pictures today. Start the next new age of motion picture awesomeness. We will need Jenny Lawrence, Robert De Niro, Thelma Schumacher, British Film Institute, and the BIFA. The BIFA, the British Independent Film Awards. Where's the BIFA? It's in Great Britain. And it's in the U.S., or else I would not have known about it. And more Christians on NPR. We'll need more Christians on NPR, too. Have a nice day. I'm going to go to listen to Nickelodeon for Children, NPR.